With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, home of the five-star technician. Check them out at cropmetcalf.com.
Also home of commercials starring one Eric Bickle, saw one running in the break room during our break.
Very nice.
So he's not here today with us physically, but he's here in spirit.
So during the break, Cakes mentions a couple of tweets that we've been receiving. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. And I responded to a few of them. It's because during the entertainment page, you brought up the Colin Cowherd story. And we found out that Colin Cowherd made $6 million.
Yes.
And I said, we would split that eight ways equally. And we had a whole debate about it.
Sure.
And Cakes, he wouldn't leave our current contract for that if AWOD made the same amount of money as he
well,
made.
Sometimes
even though it's a huge increase.
Sometimes you have to draw a line in the sand, JP.
So you'd rather make less money than AWOD make as much money as you.
Sometimes you have to have what are called principles.
I think eventually you came around to it.
Oh, yeah. Eventually I caved. Of course.
But what are people thinking? Here's what I'll say. We do very well. I don't ever want to talk about what we make specifically.
Right.
But I live in a townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a townhouse. If I was making $750,000 a year, I would not be living in a townhouse.
If I were making...
Or I'd be living in a townhouse right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be living right here.
You'd be living at silly One Tree Hill South, or whatever it's called, the building right next to us. If I were making $750K, which I'm not, but if I were, I probably still wouldn't be hanging on to my 15-year-old green beater Saturn. But I am, because I just have... first of all, I'm cheap. Second of all... I have a bunch of people that are driving in my house now of driving age, need a lot of cars, need a lot of vehicles.
And what I was about to say is not true.
Yeah.
But I'll say that it's true anyway. If we were each making $750K a year,
yeah.
We wouldn't be begging for free stuff all the time.
Radio Insider.
Untrue.
That's actually untrue.
Radio
Insider. We probably still would be.
Still be begging for the free swag at all every turn. That would still
but like
happen.
That piece of pie could be sliced 10 ways and we would trade contracts. I mean, are you kidding me?
That's
a lot of money that old Colin Cowherd makes.
He's living
his bad takes on John Wall.
He's living. Oh, takes on John
I don't
Wall.
Even think Cakes has ever heard Colin Cowherd, but he hates him because he ranted against John Wall.
I've heard him. He's not my cup of tea. I don't consume his product. And when he went off on John Wall for doing the Dougie back in the day.
Right.
Like I think before his first NBA game.
Correct.
He's what was he, 19 years old?
Yes.
Maybe 20 years old? He's just doing goofy kid things, and he ripped him for it. And not a fan. Not a fan of Colin Cowherd and his scorching hot takes.
But you're jelly of his wallet.
Insanely jealous. Mad jelly about the money that he makes. Look, and I don't begrudge him for making it. Good for him. I'm just astounded that he makes $6 million+ a year.
So the next story I want to get into is another story that I would put in the hard to believe story.
Okay.
Kind of like one third of people sleep with their childhood items.
Sure. Comfort
I find
items.
That hard to believe.
Zippy.
But
Zippy the koala better show up tomorrow.
It's not one third of the junkies.
I have a dollar for you to remind me.
Yeah, thank you.
But this story is also, you know, a study came out, and apparently women are more attracted to dad bods than guys with rock hard abs.
Look at that.
Can that possibly be true?
I mean, how big is the study? How big is the pool of people that were polled? Do we know this?
I don't know. Statistically significant.
If that's true, Adam should be out slaying every night.
Yeah, he should be killing it.
65% of those who were surveyed, it was a study published by Planet Fitness.
Okay.
I don't know. And 65% find dad bods sexy.
I don't know what to tell you. Women might be weird. I don't know.
I don't know if we're going to have success, but I want to open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines to women. 800-636-1067. Like, if we flip this around, all right, we're a show of a bunch of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, what is more sexy? The chick with the perfect bikini body.
Right.
Or the chick with the gut. The bikini body's winning every time.
It's probably going to win out. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
What you're telling me is that women prefer the gut versus the rock
hard
abs.
What? Maybe they're just being nice.
The
women are just being nicer.
I don't think women, men are very physical in their attractions. This, first of all, I said a slight pouch. It didn't say a big old gut.
Right.
Women are more drawn to the emotional connection generally.
Right.
And there might be something about having a dad bod that speaks to them as sexy, because maybe it shows that you're a provider. I'm just spitballing here. Yeah.
Well, here's what the study said. 4 in 5 women. Again, we'd love to hear from some ladies who listen to the show at 800-636-1067. 4 in 5 women believe a dad bod is a sign of a man who is confident in his own skin.
I think there's
what I would say is somebody who maybe has a dad bod, I would say it has nothing to do with confidence. It has to do with the lack of being in shape, poor fitness choices and eating.
Well, I also think there's a misnomer with dad bod. When you say dad bod, a lot of people think that it's a big old gut and big old spare tire down there, beer belly. But I think the dad bod being described in the article or being described to women is like kind of a flatter body, but no muscle tone.
Yeah.
Kind of like soft.
Yeah.
Well, but not necessarily big old beer gut.
Right. Just an average dude is what I would say.
I think JP's a little bit offended because he put so much time in the gym. And now he knows that it's a waste of his time.
I'm not trying to pick up women. So that's...
Well, you want to be seen as attractive, I'm sure. I think most people do.
I guess so. Most people do. But first of all, I would put myself in the column of dad bod.
Yeah. I mean, I think yours is over dad bod. Like you're in more shape. You have more definition.
A little bit, but
because I haven't seen you without your shirt off in a while.
I don't have that. The point is, like, in this binary choice, which I guess the women were given, they chose, more of them chose dad bod versus chiseled abs.
I think Drad may be onto something where he talks about how it reflects poorly on the guy. Also, if you have chiseled abs, it kind of means you're into yourself.
Yeah, you're like a narcissist. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like, so somebody like Cristiano Ronaldo can be seen as vain, too vain, narcissist. But are you telling me struggles to find women with the body that he has?
No, I'm sure he does very well.
He also has, you know, millions of dollars, too.
Right.
Helps and fame.
Yeah, it certainly helps.
Fame and fortune do help.
It doesn't hurt.
That's a tonic for all the hurt things out there.
I mean, I saw some pictures of him before he had fame and money. He had a banged up grill and a terrible haircut. And now he's like the dreamiest guy on the planet.
800-636-1067. Look, I don't know which of the two bogus studies I find more hard to believe. that 1 out of 3 people sleep with their whoobies, or that the dad bod is winning out versus the chiseled, the guy who's in shape.
Let's go to Mike in Bethesda. What's up, Mike? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up? You're on the air, Mike.
Hey, sorry, bud. Yeah, I was just saying that I know you're looking for women to call in, but the Planet Fitness, their whole philosophy is that there's no, like, gym rats there, and there's no people there that are super fit, and it's always just, you know, regular-looking people and average Joes and, like, dad bods. So
right, that
I'm
is
a little
their
skeptical
pitch
of the study.
That's a good point. They have a lunk alarm. No lunks allowed.
I don't even know what that means. So their gym is, they're basically like the gym in Dodgeball, like Vince Vaughn's gym.
Average Joe's.
No judgment.
Yeah, right. No judgment zone. I was a member of Planet Fitness for a while and actually ran into a former Redskin who was working out there. Trey Johnson.
Very nice.
Was at Planet Fitness in Gaithersburg back in the day. But that is true. That the survey results push towards the type of people that they're trying to bring into their gym.
Right. I guess it makes sense.
Do you buy into this, Cakes? Here's the thing I'll say. I go to neighborhood pool. The vast majority of guys there, dad bods.
They're not ripped.
They all have wives.
Right.
Okay, so somebody found that dad bod attractive enough to marry him.
Yeah. I swear, JP is so obsessed with guys' bodies. I've noticed this the past couple days.
You're the one that put the story in here.
Well, it's just you're always critiquing. He is critiquing guys' bodies.
Is it because
he's
going to take the bait? He's just going to take the bait and run with it?
Well, no. Remember, he talked about golfers' bodies yesterday, right, after the U.S. Open. And then today, he's breaking down dad bods.
So I break down the body, you break down the hog. Right,
exactly. That's the way it works. Let's go to Cindy in Springfield. 800-636-1067 is the number. Good morning, Cindy.
Hey, I just wanted to say I would go for the dad bod, but here's why. It's not that I don't appreciate a guy who's in really good shape. I do. But I do see a guy that's kind of in that kind of shape, whether lean and cut, as being pretty self-absorbed. And so I kind of view that as this is a person who's not really going to pay a whole lot of attention to me, and or he's going to put a lot of pressure on me to be in the kind of shape that he's in.
That makes sense. That's a good explanation.
So that would be the reason, you know, that I would choose a dad bod over, you know, Mr. Beautiful.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cindy. Also, trust me, from watching The Bachelorette last night, it's all guys with ripped abs and 6% body fat. They're all dullards that can't put a sentence together. They're the worst collection of dudes on the planet. So maybe women are on to something. That just because you're a great-looking guy doesn't make you, you know, like boyfriend or husband.
By the way, Cakes,
caliber type
you're
person.
A bachelorette consumer.
I am, yes.
You
correct.
Consume both of those shows.
I do.
I sent this story, I think I sent it, or maybe I just read it yesterday in our emails about the show. Chris Harrison, who is the host of The Bachelor and Bachelorette,
yes,
said that they just can't get any traction on this year's show.
Last night's episode. Let me just tell you this.
This season, okay,
I'm ashamed to talk about this in this sort of detail, but I will. Last night's episode of The Bachelorette, where they did nothing but focus on everybody's obsession, not with The Bachelorette, but with Luke P., who's like this season's villain. An entire hour on it, it made me want to find a weapon and stick it in my mouth and blow my brains out.
Which you consumed the whole hour.
We actually turned it off because everybody was just tiring.
By the way, are there two Lukes that there's a Luke P?
There's a Luke P and I think a Luke S.
Oh,
Luke
my
P
God.
Is this season's, is it protagonist, antagonist, Valdez?
Antagonist.
Which one is it?
Antagonist.
He's the antagonist, okay? And everybody's obsessed with him. And the Bachelorette, who, her name is escaping me because all I can think about is Luke P.
Pretty popular show.
She sent him home. And then he came back and fought for her, and of course, she's a sucker and bought what he was selling, and she kept him on the show. It's tilting me. Look, I've let it happen. Luke P is tilting me like he's tilting everybody in Bachelorette Nation.
All right, so
that's the worst sentence I've ever said on this show.
Apparently, dad bods more attractive than rock hard abs.
Yes, they are.
According to the study done at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, that's good news for old flakes over here. Who hasn't seen an ab in 30-plus years.
Coming up next, we're going to get back into the NBA. You have the draft on Thursday. Wizards still looking for a GM. Olden Polonese played 15 years in the NBA. Now an analyst on Fox Sports joins us here on The Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow us along on your television? Speaking of television, Olden Polonese used to play in the NBA. Now he's a Fox Sports NBA analyst. He joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Morning, Olden.
Good morning.
Where are you living these days, Olden Polonese?
Los Angeles, California.
Wow. Oh, you're an LA nice. Guy. A lot of buzz now on the whole Anthony Davis deal? A lot of buzz on the Lakers?
Yeah. You know, we're all prisoners at the moment, so yeah.
Are you a fan of that deal for the Lakers?
I'm not, actually. And I say that, you know, with a little bit of hesitation. It's not because of, you know, he's not a great player. He's a great player. But I just felt that the Lakers gave up too much. You know, you give up, theoretically, two number twos from previous drafts in Ingram and Ball. Josh Hart, who's a capable backup, and you give up three first-round picks, including the number four. That's a lot for a guy that you might get 60, 65 games out of. And that's where my trepidation comes in, is because of the fact that Anthony Davis stays getting hurt. And I don't care how great you are, if you're not on the court, you know, it's like Kevin Durant, great player, but he can't play, so what's the point?
Well, I think that the optimists would say that with Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson not being there for Golden State, and Houston maybe having some issues there with Chris Paul and James Harden, that the Lakers, just with having Anthony Davis and LeBron, they could end up being the favorites in the Western Conference.
Well, again, that's a fair point, because you're right. They're going to have arguably two of the top five players, and with what you mentioned about all the other teams, but I'm not really going to dismiss the Golden State Warriors just that quickly. So let's put them aside. I do believe that the Lakers, you know, just really got they became an improved team, but you still have to surround them with other good players. And the mistake that a lot of teams tend to make is thinking that I can just go get all-stars and we're going to be good. The Golden State Warriors became a great team through great scouting, great drafting, and patience. You know, and I've always said this, and I use Draymond Green as the example and the catalyst for all this. If Draymond Green had been drafted by any other team in the NBA, he would not be in the NBA, because they would not have had the patience to allow him to develop and work through whatever issues he has, all of that stuff.
Look,
that's the difference.
I think certainly that they could end up being a factor. I mean, it kind of depends on what they bring in. I saw that they're talking about bringing in Deion Waiters. I don't know that he's going to be a difference maker for them if they don't have Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. But with the Lakers, look, you were part of a Utah Jazz team for a couple of seasons, right? And Utah would run the same sets over and over again. You just had great players who did it. So you'd run pick and roll over and over again. And I think a pick and roll with LeBron and Anthony Davis is going to be almost impossible to stop, because Anthony Davis can roll to the rim and finish, and he can also pop and hit threes.
Well, I get what you're saying. And again, to my point, it goes beyond X's and O's. You mentioned about, you know, us running pick and rolls. You know, we ran that into the ground. But guys got along. That's what I'm saying. That's the key component that people are missing. Everybody's so excited about this, and granted, you should be. But unless they find a way to get along, you know, again, another perfect example was what just happened with the Toronto Raptors. You know, they had issues, but they were able to hide a lot of that stuff and keep it from the media. They find a way to just bottle it up and say, hey, let's go for this championship. This is a moment for us. You got to remember, they had their highest draft pick is a 15th pick. The Lakers are bringing in arguably the greatest player that we've ever seen in basketball, a top five talent in Anthony Davis. You know, they tried it last year with all the names that they brought in. That didn't work. And so to me, you got to have guys that can mesh together, play together, and find a system that works. They're going to run pick and rolls, like you said, but okay. What if LeBron's off? You know, there's ways to stop that. There's ways to stop that pick and roll, even if it is LeBron James or Anthony Davis.
Joined by Olden Polonies, played 15 years in the NBA, of course played at UVA, By the way, you had to love the season that UVA put together, winning a championship. Feel good?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. From the worst experience to the best experience.
kind of wanted to get your take on the Wizards. We talked to Olden Polony. So, you know, it's funny you were talking about, well, it doesn't matter where your draft choices are, and the Raptors are a good example, because the Wizards started this season with two number one overall picks. Now, Dwight Howard's on kind of the back end of his career, but at least started, was supposed to be their starting center, and John Wall was number one pick. Two number three picks in Bradley Beal and Otto Porter, and we saw what happened with the Wizards season. It all went to hell. Some of those guys aren't even wearing a uniform anymore for the Wizards. If you're a team like them that is not close to being a championship contender, and you have John Wall, who's not going to play this year because of injuries, would you trade your number one asset, which is Bradley Beal, to just start a rebuild?
I would. The Wizards are the perfect team to rebuild right now. They got close. You know, they were right on the precipice of being a great team and a team challenging for a championship, and it all went awry. One was the injuries, and the second is what I've been talking about. Guys not getting along. There has to be some kind of, you know, way for players to understand this. If I can't get along with my teammates, it's not going to work. You know, it's not going to work. And again, I can give you millions and millions of examples of how you have to do that. We've seen it over the years. And unfortunately, in this day and age, you know, these young people, social media and everything else, it's taken over, and they're not seeing the big picture. They think they are, because a lot of them, they say the right stuff, but they're not doing the right things when it comes to playing basketball as a team. And that's their problem right now. You know, plus they don't have a general manager. So,
right.
You know, that's also a big issue. But if you can't get along with your teammates, you're not going to win.
Olden, how do you envision John Wall when he comes back from the Achilles injury? He's a guy whose game relies on burst and speed and being able to get past opponents on the court. How do you see him adapting coming back either toward the end of next season or sitting out throughout all of next season and coming back in 2020 and 2021?
It's going to be rough. Unfortunately, I'm speaking from the outside. I've never had an injury. I definitely ain't never had Achilles injury. But from what I've seen from other players and heard about, it's a tough one. And guys, you know, based on, you know, like the DeMarcus Cousins, he had it, but because of his weight, it took him longer. And, you know, a guy like John Wall, who's an explosive kind of player, I'm assuming that it's definitely going to, you know, affect him a lot. So, but from what I know about injuries, it's always the mindset. Even though you're healthy physically, sometimes the mental that restricts you. So it's tough. You know, I wish him well, but it's going to be a tough one for him, especially because of his quickness. I'm sure some of that's going to be taken away a little bit.
Joined by Olden Polony. He's played 15 years in the NBA, now an analyst on Fox Sports. All right, let's talk about the draft. So Zion Williamson's going to go number one to the Pelicans. You played 15 years in the league. Who does he remind you of, his game? I mean, just explosion, big body, but not super tall.
Oh, man, you're going to get me in trouble. You know what? I've been coaching AAU for the last 10 years, and we played against we were on the same circuit. And I watched him. He had a hard time scoring against guys his size in the post, so – you know, then that's what raised a little red flag for me. But then he got to Duke, and people got to remember, he's playing with R.J. Barrett, Cam Reddish, Jones. I mean, you got great players, and right. You got Mike Krzyzewski as your coach. So big difference. It's going to make a big difference in your game. But for me personally, he's like an explosive Julius Randle. That's who's on the Pelicans already. Or a little bit of a Sean Kemp. You know, I heard the Charles Barkley analogy, and to me, people don't give Charles Barkley enough credit, man. That's a Hall of Famer. But, you know, he's just one of those kids, you know, very athletic. I don't like the jump shot. You know, I think that's going to be a problem for him. You know, guys don't don't realize that you play 30, 35 games in college. You're not even at the halfway point in the NBA. And when you get tired, that you go back to your original jump shot, you know.
Well, so if you coached against like the Lonzo
Ball effect, he might knock down some shots, but when he gets tired, he's going to go back to that janky, ugly shot. And I think Zion's going to have a similar situation with his jump shot. It goes in, but it doesn't make you a jump shooter.
Well, if you coached against him, it means you coached against Ja. Would you choose Ja Morant, who everybody says is going to be the number two pick, over Zion? Who's going to have the better pro career?
Good question. I think overall, I would say Ja Morant for this reason. The fact that the expectations for Zion, I don't know if he's going to be able to live up to. So there's more pressure on him, where Ja Morant can come in. And whatever, you know, if he has a great career, then of course he's gonna be better than, you know, Zion. So Zion really has to have a LeBron James type of career to be worthy of that number one. But his teammate, RJ Barrett, was the number one player up until the season, and all of a sudden it was the Zion effect. So it's weird. I also like Darius Garland. I like him a lot. I played with his dad, and he's a solid, solid player. I think he's really going to be good.
Right, he just didn't play many games in college, right?
No, he didn't, but you can tell he's a very talented kid. So, and there's going to be a sleeper guy. You know, I don't know if it's going to be Cam Reddish, you know, because no one's talking about him, or if it's going to really be one of those, or maybe even Taco Fall. Who knows? He might come in there and all of a sudden turn the game back to a big man style.
Why, so hold on.
It's going to be a fun.
It takes him 8 minutes to get up and down the court. Are you kidding?
Hey, listen, we have an old saying. You cannot teach height. You can't teach height. That dude is a monster. He's a monster.
And I think he's just going to be a monster for some team in Turkey at some point, not in the United States.
In your 15 years?
You never know. You never know. Draymond was a second-round pick. Dennis Rodman, no one knew who he was. You know, Scottie Pippen came out of nowhere. So, you never know.
And you were traded for Scottie Pippen, right?
Yes, I was. You never know. You know, in this draft, that's why I say the teams that know how to draft, they're going to find the players.
So, the rest,
they're going to take chances on name guys, and they might not pan out.
So, I might make it awkward here for a minute. But when we booked you on the show, one of the first things that pops to mind is impersonating a police officer. Now, I read about it, and it seemed like no big deal. I want to give you a minute to give us the inside story of what happened.
The inside story is that none of that happened, but, you know, that's 20 years ago.
I understand.
I try not to relive crap because people made something more than it was. I'll give you the shortest version I can give you, right? So, in Salt Lake City, I'm in a Mercedes-Benz. Cannot be mistaken for anything but a Mercedes-Benz. I get sideswiped by someone, right? They keep driving. I call the police. I'm on hold. I follow the guy to get his license plate. He pulls over right in front of his house. I didn't even know that at the time. So he's there. I'm there. I got the license plate. I'm waiting for the police to come on the phone. Next thing I know, I'm getting a letter saying I'm being charged with impersonating a police officer. And so I'm probably the only person to ever be charged through the mail. And pretty much that was it.
But yet the legend lives on. Yes, all right, man, look, it's been fun talking to you. Appreciate the time, Olden.
All right.
It's Olden Polonese. 15 years in the NBA, played UVA.
Trav, I don't know if Trav's not buying his story or why
the story. Why do you do that?
Because.
Why?
Because I wanted to know. I preface it by saying I'm going to make it awkward for a minute. And gave him an opportunity to tell the story.
That's not okay just because you say I'm going to make it awkward.
Whatever.
You do this all the time.
Wanted to know what happened.
You know the other three guys hate it when you do that.
What other three guys?
EB's listening. He'll text me and say, I can't believe JP just asked that
question. I'm going to bet you he's not listening.
He's been texting me. He's been listening the whole show.
Valdez cringed. All the listeners did.
I put my head in my hands like this. Look, JP, as soon as you go, can I make it awkward? I go.
You did.
How many cringy things we've done over the years, and it's not just
I know,
me.
But it's Everybody okay with us. But with a guest, it's just so awkward.
He was alleged to have impersonated an officer. I read about it. It didn't seem to be that big of a deal, and he gave us inside
story. I'm sure he really wants to talk about it at 6:30 in the morning.
His quote was, I don't want to talk about 20-year-old crap.
So you don't even know that I had to send him over. They wanted to know what we were going to ask him about, probably because if I would have said, oh, about that time you faked you were a police officer, they would have said, no, we're not doing the interview.
But he didn't.
Well, because you put him on the spot.
He could have said he didn't want to answer it, and he did, but then he answered it. I thought it was worthwhile. Juice worth the squeeze.
All right,
in my
tweets
opinion.
Are coming in. Matt Broderick's. Wow, JP making it super awkward.
So what, Matt Broderick's? The guy tweets us every day.
I know.
He's
these are the
silly
P1s.
Attention dollars.
These are the people I'm going to send cameos to. Come on, JP. I have to protect this market. Come on. What are you doing over here?
See, if you were making the salary we talked about earlier, wow. You wouldn't need to do cameos.
I mean, why are you sabotaging my cameo market?
It's so not. Better. All right, we'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to give you a chance to win some Nats Braves tickets coming up shortly, so you want to listen for that.
Yes. Hey, Drab T-shirt, I have a grooming update for you. And this is not because you do not like the goatee. I think eventually...
It looks like the goatee's gone.
I think tomorrow or the next day, I'm going to go see my guy, Jonathan, my personal grooming consultant. And I'm just going to have him do the regular beard bit. We're going to go back to that.
I actually like what you got going on right now.
So you like the goat with a little bit of beard grown in?
Yeah, like a deep shadow.
Hey, let me see. I like just goat.
You like just the goat?
Yeah. I've gotten used to the goatee.
Hmm. Okay. It's still in flux.
Loud goat?
it might be a loud goat. I like me some loud goat. Yeah, but I think I might be going back to the beard look, Drab. And I know that comforts you. Because the goatee was throwing you for a while.
I like consistency.
I know you like consistency. I understand that. I get it.
I just don't like when you have the thick neck beard. I think it looks nice when you have the beard or goatee.
Yeah.
When you have the neck beard, it's a little hurting. Yeah, just my own personal opinion.
It's just laziness creeping in.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up a theory that Drab had, which I kind of agree with.
Okay.
So a Drab one theory? Of the big stories, I guess internationally, because it's not in our nation, is what's going on in the Dominican Republic.
Right.
There have been American tourists who've been in the Dominican who have passed away, tragically.
Yes. Like 8 have died within the last couple months.
And so they're trying to figure out if it's because of the resort, if it's something they're consuming over there, mm-hmm. What's the deal? And
water.
There are different circumstances in each of these stories. But the theory which Drab threw out there, I kind of agree with. Now, I haven't looked into all 8 of the deaths.
You haven't done your proper investigation?
I haven't investigated each of the deaths.
All right.
But for example, one of them was a big fat donk. The guy looks like he could die any minute,
okay.
Regardless of where he was. And I don't know if he had a heart attack or whatever it was, but he was a man of larger carriage.
Okay.
I would speculate 350 pounds.
All
would
right.
You say that's fair, Drab? You showed me the picture of him.
Yeah, big fatty.
Big fatty, okay?
Okay.
And apparently that day he complained of heat.
Yep.
Okay. It's going to be hot in the Dominican Republic.
But hot. Never been, but I'm guessing hot.
Somebody who's complete, you know, obese. Somebody who's morbidly obese faces extreme heat. I could see them passing away.
Right.
I don't know exactly what they passed away from.
But,
and everything's getting thrown on like it's the resort's fault.
All right, but you don't find...
And then there are these students who are complaining, or they call it a disaster, after a group of students fell ill. That's called drinking cakes.
Yeah, this headline, this is dovetailing off of what you're talking about. The headline is, dozens of Jimmy Buffett fans get sick on group trip to Dominican Republic. I mean, Jimmy Buffett fans, all they do is they show up 9 hours before a Jimmy Buffett concert and start drinking their faces off. Of course they're going to get sick.
I mean,
in the Dominican.
Part of this group, she says, I woke up, my stomach was cramping, and I was sweating. That's called constipation. Like, is this a Dominican Republic problem?
Well, what about Miranda Shop Warner, who had a heart attack? Looks butt skinny and butt healthy to me.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't investigate each of the deaths.
Right.
I said I was kind of buying into Drab's theory because the one guy who donked off, and it's tragic when anybody passes away, he was huge. I'm sure he had some medical issues going in. And they're spitting all these theories like maybe it's the water, maybe it's pesticides, maybe it's this. I mean, it still possibly could be.
Okay.
Miranda Warner had a history of heart conditions. Her
right.
husband said.
Now, that's all this is true. But on the other side, over the past year, at least 8 Americans have died while on vacation in the Dominican. At least eight.
That doesn't seem like that much to me.
Well, that's what the tourism minister is saying. The tourism minister, of course, is saying over 30 million people have shown up. These are isolated incidents.
And I mean, one of these guys was 67. Now, 67 is below the average age for a male to pass away.
Yeah, but okay? Not by a lot.
77. But 67, he's not 20.
Oh, no. He's in prime checkout territory.
So he died from unknown causes when he's on a trip at his hotel. Do you put that on the hotel? They said that he became unwell after drinking a glass of scotch.
Right. Well,
maybe it's the Dominican's fault.
You know,
but I'm kind of buying into Drab's wacky theory.
Here's who else would be Rob Thomas unwell after drinking a glass of scotch: John Aville, aka Flakes. I can't handle that sort of alcohol. I just can't.
Well, what about the report that the New York Post had where they're shipping in bootleg liquor?
See, that I would be concerned about.
That like having like bath, those resorts, bathtub gin right. thrown into a Tanqueray
right.
bottle.
Some of those resorts are trying to cut some corners and pouring some nubs, bathtub gin, as you call it, into a Tanqueray bottle to try to, you know, pull the end around on you.
But poor Dominican
trying
Republic.
Trying to hoodwink you.
I'm guessing, look, I haven't done my due diligence. I'm guessing the economy of the Dominican Republic, it's not one of the stronger economies.
How about it's a dump of an economy outside of tourism?
And it's highly reliant on tourism.
Of course it
dollars.
Is.
Well, tourism has to be taking a huge, huge hit. And it shouldn't take a hit for stories of a bunch of people going to a Jimmy Buffett concert needing IVs next day because they feel nausea.
Look, these $10 will never go to the Dominican. They won't see one dime of my money.
Really?
Won't cost them a dime.
Really? You're ruling it out for the rest of your life.
I'm 48 years old, and I've never gone.
Well, you would have said the same thing about Costa Rica 10 years ago, and you went for a poker tournament. So if you got invited.
Now you're getting people mixed up. I didn't go to Costa Rica.
You went to Aruba.
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 Same
different.
Thing. But you would have said that about Aruba.
Maybe. People weren't dying left and right in Aruba,
Somebody
though.
Sent a hypothetical, tweeted us. And said, how much money would it take for you to go to the Dominican Republic? I said, free trip. You give me a free trip right now, I'm there.
I think you and Drab should go down there together on a sponsorship deal.
No.
And drink out of the mini bar and see what happens.
Butt size.
I've had enough
spots.
Of JP.
Yeah.
making my life miserable.
You had your fill. All right, should we go to Vince and Akakeek for like 30 seconds?
Sorry I ricked you on Olden Polynes. He was such a stellar guest.
Vince,
Hold on. It doesn't matter. He wasn't the greatest guest. It doesn't mean you disrespect the guy and make things awkward.
I'm not disrespecting him. I gave him an open forum.
And EB wasn't listening, but I told him what happened, and he said, why did he do that old-ass news?
It's way old news. Vince, you have 30 seconds.
All right, so real quick, I do agree. He was trash as an analyst, so I don't think it's a loss that he won't come back, but he's definitely not coming back after what JP pulled. It just was weird. It was uncool for real. Like, and it don't make it okay because you say, I'm about to make it awkward. That makes it even worse. Like, and I know I'm walking
Vince, this up. You know what? You're all over it. You nailed it.
Great point. I would defend Drab a little more, but he did say Taco Fall was going to be the breakout star of the
NBA.
Come on,
what's he talking about? Is he crazy?
Taco Fall.
Is he a crazy
Actually,
person?
I would take a flyer on Taco Fall in the second round.
All right, you're kind of grasping. Here's who's not grasping. The callers. Caller number 10 is going to get hooked with a pair of tickets to see your Nationals take on Atlanta this Friday night. Be one of the first 25,000 fans in a Nats Park for the game. You get a Max Scherzer bobblehead courtesy of the Washington Nationals. So call in now, 800-636-1067, and you get hooked.
By the way, I'm going to whip out an old term.
Okay.
You know what drab is? First of all, EBE, like, to text him, you're a tattletale.
Oh, is he tattling?
No.
Like, why are you texting him like
a little... Are you narking? Are you narking?
No, Rick, people are blowing him up on Twitter, and he says, what's going on? I wasn't listening. Gotcha.
That's the new boss right there. That's your new boss.
Think of an awkward question for Rizzo tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do that.
I will. I'm asking right. What's going on with Anthony Rendon. Grant Danny next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.